Hello, my friends. I'm Kira Misi, and this is my podcast, Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day, where we dive into the ordinary, looking for the extraordinary. Because, well, life is hard, but if you look close enough, you will find the rainbows. Let's get started. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day. My name is Kira, and I am just so happy that you are here in the hug fold. Do you know what the hug fold is? It's when someone just embraces you with their love and their voice and their energy, and that's what we're doing here on the rainbow today. So I was in a coffee shop the other day. That's right. We're going to get started. And I overheard this conversation. I think if you've been following along, you know. I'm always overhearing conversations. I'm not purposely eavesdropping. Is it eavesdropping or eavesdropping? I think it's eavesdropping, but do we pronunciate the V? I have no idea. I'm not trying to listen to these conversations, but I'm often working in a coffee shop, getting inspired, just being out in the world and working on all kinds of beautiful rainbows. And I always end up hearing these conversations. And I heard these two friends chatting. And listen, if your voice is loud, I'm going to catch it. And one of them was saying, no, I really think you should write down this story. I really think you have such an amazing book inside of you. You have to write this. And the other person kept saying, but I just don't think I have anything to say. And I can't tell you how many times I've heard this, maybe even in my own brain at times, where someone wants you to express something or give a speech or tell them your perspective, or they say, wow, you really have a book there, or you should write in a journal, or you should start a podcast. And often people will say, but I just don't know what I would say, right? What do you mean you don't know what you would say? You speak all the time. You have a voice. You have a big, bold, beautiful voice. Don't be afraid to use it. Everybody has a story. That's our motto here on the rainbow. Everybody has a story. I think a lot of times we think that everyone else has a story. Everyone else's life is more interesting. Everyone has something more to say than we have to say. Maybe subconsciously we say to ourselves that their life is more interesting. But the truth is your life is also extremely interesting. We all have trials, tribulations, and triumphs. The three T's, trials, tribulations, and triumphs. You know, I love to speak in tongue twisters around here. Keeps me on my toes. And your story is so unique unto you. Your soul, your personality, your energy is so unique unto you. No one person on this entire earth is living how you are. Sure, we have similarities. Sure, we love and laugh in very similar ways. In fact, I think so many world's problems could be solved if we all really embrace that and really realize that we want a lot of the same things. You know, a mother is a mother, no matter what country she was born into. A kid is a kid, no matter what country they were born into. We are all people under this big, beautiful rainbow of love. We're all very similar. But at the same time, we all have unique, amazing stories. And when you tell your story and you truly believe, I have a voice, I have something to say, it evokes so many souls to come to your light, to say, wow, I'm not alone. Isn't it nice to know when you're not alone? Side note to that, I love being alone. I really do. At times, I think we all do. I think that's why that whole catchphrase of everyone saying that they are, what is it when you love to be out and doing all the things? Okay, that took me half a minute. I had to Google. I just couldn't remember. The introverted extrovert. I think a lot of us like to say that, right? Because on one hand, we want to be with people. We want to talk with people and love people on different degrees. You know, some people are super extroverted and some are not so much. And then we also like our alone time, our introverted alone time. All of that is just fine. Of course, it's totally great. At the same time, it's nice to know that we're not alone, though, in our journey, in our trials, in our tribulations, and even in our triumphs. We want to know that everyone has a story, and we have a story too, and that we can relate to someone. And like when people walk into that old show Cheers and they say, where everybody knows your name, that feels good, right? Even when you walk into your own local coffee shop and someone's like, hey, you know, you're the green tea lemonade, right? One shot of cane sugar. It just feels nice to be seen, to be recognized. So while I was sitting there and I kept hearing the other friend encouraging the other friend to write it down, you have such an amazing story, write a book, it made me feel so good. Not only because I saw friends, uplifting friends, so, so very important. A whole nother podcast episode, honestly, about lifting people up. But it's so true, my friends. When you lift people up, you lift up the vibration, not only of themselves, but of you. I know sometimes it's like you're frustrated in your life. You don't know how to move forward. And you think, you know, perhaps you do have a book inside of you and you're like, I want to write it. And you see everyone else writing these books and you don't know how to do it. So you feel a twinge of jealousy. Like, why do they have that? And I don't have this. And my friends, jealousy is such a wasted emotion. Where have you gotten in your life being jealous? You just stew in your own juices, like a big, bad green pea soup. Poor green pea soup. Why would I say green pea soup? Because I actually like green pea soup and ham, but yes, if I think of a toxic waste dump of soup of jealousy, it's green pea soup, okay? And you don't want to be there. You don't want to be stuck there. You want to be like these friends I saw in the coffee shop, lifting each other's vibration up. And that friend kept saying to the other friend, you have something to say. You have a story. You got to write this down. My friends, everybody has a story. Don't be afraid to use your voice for good, to use your energy for light, to use your love for laughter, and to truly dive into the stories that make up you. Gosh, I can think of 1,000 stories that have happened in my life. And I know you can too. Don't think that the story of when you went out and you were in the country living as a little girl and your dad would bring you out on these adventures and he'd love to take photographs. So you would be running around in fields and he'd be taking photographs of you and taking photographs of barns. Don't think that that wasn't part of your story. That actually happened to me. We used to call them Daddy Bob adventures. I think I still do sometimes. My dad, his name is Bob. I don't call him Daddy Bob like all the time. We actually call him Poppy because that's his grandpa name. But I used to call them Daddy Bob adventures because it would just be like a boring Saturday in the 80s. We couldn't think of anything to do, but it would be like a warm summer day. We lived out in the country. My dad would load us up in the car, me and my sisters. I have two sisters. And we would go on these Daddy Bob adventures, which would be really just so much fun. He would use his creative hobby of taking pictures of the countryside and us just running around in fields. And it would always end up at a place where we would get ice cream, usually a place called Dilly's ice cream shop. I know a lot of you listening in New Jersey are familiar where I grew up. Hello, my friends. And it was just such a great place. It was right across the Delaware River, where Washington crossed. That's right, President Washington. Lots of history up there. And it was in Pennsylvania, this place. And we would get the ice cream and then we would walk back over the bridge because it was just so fun to walk across the Delaware River. Then we would walk right on back when we were done our ice cream and get our car. And that would be a Daddy Bob adventure. Gosh, I have hundreds of thousands of those little stories, and so do you. Each moment in your life is a story. Whether you were driving to school carpool today and your kid said something irreverent and funny, or you're the storyteller yourself and you were making your husband laugh this morning, your partner, your lover, giggle about something that's absolutely wonderful in your life, that's part of your story. And your story continues to unfold and grow and be the most vibrant, gorgeous thing. So my friends, when you go out in the world today, remember, you have a voice. You have something to say. Use it for good. And remember, the rainbows, well, they're all around you. You just have to open up your heart to see them. I'll see you next time. Well, my friends, that's my podcast. I hope I gave you a little light in your heart, a little song in your soul, and a whole lot of love, because you are amazing. I'll see you next time on Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day. Meet me on my Instagram page at Finding Rainbows the Podcast, where you'll find more inspiration to feed your soul. And while you're there, join my Rainbow Connection. It's an insider's club where you'll receive inspirational quotes to your inbox each week from me, and VIP opportunities, giveaways, I love a freebie, live webinars, and so much more. Remember, you are a light to this world. Shine bright, my friends. I'll see you next time on Finding Rainbows. Say you want to and will leave tonight. Say the word, it's up to you. But I think we both know.